This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
What's wrong, Willie?
I've been doing messing around like a high school chemistry class. Man, anybody can make explosives like this.
Okay, Willie, you go order some plastic and detonators from Marshall Fields. Everything on this table can be obtained easily from a drugstore, a hardware store, or medical supply house. If we can get sophisticated equipment, we'll use it. But we don't rely on it. We live off the land. We match technology with spontaneity and improvisation. Men against machines, brains against computers. Now, if you don't think it can work, you check out Algeria, Kenya, Korea, and Iran. Can you dig it?
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, where the revolution will be televised. I am your host, Stimulator, and if you were watching CNN or Fox last week, you probably missed this. About 2.5 million French peeps took to the streets and proclaimed the general strike in protest to how President Sarkozy has been handling the current economic clusterfuck.
There's a sense of anxiety over the financial crisis, a sense of injustice. It's unimaginable that the government won't act. If it doesn't, there'll certainly be more of this to come.
Rebellions have also been taking place in Latvia, Bulgaria, Mexico. In Lithuania, protesters attempted to storm the parliament building. Yeah! And in Iceland, the motherfucking resistance successfully forced the prime minister to resign. Here's the PM's limo surrounded by his constituents a couple of weeks ago.
This hot for the limo.
In case you haven't noticed, capitalism is collapsing all around us. But the boot-licking corporate ass-crunchers who call themselves the media keep trying to maintain the facade that everything is just peachy.
The great Oz has spoken.
Oh.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Seriously, America, what's taking so fucking long? Oh yeah, I forgot. Seriously, stop that.
This morning I'd like to talk about some good news and some bad news.
The bad news is that all that bailout money that was supposed to save the economy is buying bonuses, jets, and $85,000 rugs for those greedy Wall Street executives.
Want some?
Yep, those gluttonous sons of bitches are snorting blow and banging high-priced hookers as you and your peeps struggle to put food on the table. And guess who voted for the bailout plan?
The good news is
that 7 freedom fighters nabbed during the RNC had their charges dropped. The Wall 7 were charged with obstructing the legal process, disorderly conduct, unlawful assembly, and blocking traffic, among other things. But the city of St. Popa just didn't have enough evidence. In global warming news, well-fed millionaire Al Gore spoke to the Senate to let them know that we're totally fucked.
We have arrived at a moment of decision. Our home, Earth, is in danger. What is at risk of being destroyed is not the planet itself, of course, but the conditions that have made it hospitable for human beings. The solutions to the climate crisis are the very same solutions that will address our economic and national security crises as well.
But Gore's solutions did not include switching to a local diet. Well now, eating locally not only curbs your carbon emissions, but it also may help stop the slaughter of innocent Palestinian babies.
Well, we have seized unlawful goods that have been on sale in Tesco's. They're clearly labeled West Bank. The West Bank is a legally occupied territory in Palestine. It's actually Palestinian, and these are illegally grown on the settlements there. And what's happened there is people have been evicted from their homes. Their homes have been demolished. The ancient olive groves that are thousands of years old have been uprooted, and all the water has been appropriated to grow these illegal goods. And it's an absolute disgrace.
revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the point from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised.
It has not even been a month, and Barack already has blood in his hands. The man your mama calls Obama authorized missile strikes with targets in Pakistan, killing 3 children.
Yes! I don't know what I'm...
They bombed our village from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. and martyred 14 women and children in Garoj village.
Now, Barack, my man, would it make a difference if those kids had names like Natasha and Malia? I'm just saying. Any shits. For those looking for change, the deadly strikes in Pakistan may be the first in the many disappointments Obama will deliver. So as an early preventative antidote to Obama's sickness, I bring you a healthy dose of the Stimulator's cure-all media elixir.
When you actually look deeper into Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, you'll see they both are very hawkish, and they know they have to be, because America is still in a post-traumatic state. It is still recovering from the trauma of 9/11.
After 9/11, we went inside. We went into our houses, into our apartments. We shut our windows.
We isolated.
Closed our doors.
And Obama got us out into the air again.
Obama may have the energy and the anger and the networks of the anti-war vote, but he does not have a plan to get us out of Iraq. What he has is a plan to downsize the occupation of Iraq, not to end it. He talks about keeping the green zone intact and calls that ending the war. Let me tell you, you cannot keep the green zone, which is the symbol of the foreign occupation of Iraq, without a massive troop presence that includes the military contractors like Blackwater as well.
And Obama has written himself into a corner where he is going to need companies like Blackwater, Triple Canopy, and DynCorp to implement his Iraq policy. He also, and I think this is incredibly disturbing, is characterizing Afghanistan as the good war.
One of the major problems coming is Afghanistan and Pakistan. That's pretty serious. Take a look at Obama's website under issues, foreign policy issues. The statements that you hear are pretty hawkish.
Our job is to tell the hard truth. And it is our job to push for the kind of radical change that can actually turn the political tide.
We have many elected officials that are black all over the United States. And especially, you know, we have black mayors, black city council people. Still, the power to change things doesn't come from these elected officials. Power to change things comes from the people forcing the elected officials to do what the people want.
Reclaiming public space is the seed of activism. That's something we can't let go just because the presidential campaign's over. Parks, streets, we need to be there as citizens, not consumers, citizens that enjoy the First Amendment rights.
If you only invest your time and energy into electoral politics, then you're looking to not get the result that you wanted, which is progressive change.
Changes and progress very rarely are gifts from above. They come out of struggles from below. And it's up to the answer to what's next depends on people like you.
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World, as we know it, and I feel fine. This week, big ups to some very generous slaves. Paul, Linda, Amanda, Mike, Sean, Jason, Maria, Nimbus, Robbie, Nigel, Stelisnaf, Dennis, Brianna, Lynn, Isaac, and Keith. Merci. For links on all current rebellions happening around the world, or to send me information on others I might not know about, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. And don't believe the hype.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.